What's going on, FA Nation? John Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream for Wednesday's 9-game main slate. James here, nice midweek 9 games, like we said. Coming off a 5-gamer on Tuesday. Some top-tier players once again on this slate. Joel Embiid, questionable against Orlando, but obviously coming off of a pretty big game once again, 30-11-5 last time out for JoJo. We got Jason Tatum and Kyrie Irving, the battle of the Brooklyn Nets versus the Boston Celtics, a little rivalry that they got going on between there. Kyrie Irving really playing out of his mind. Dame Lillard bounced back from his dead performance the other night here, scoring 42 actual, going up against Atlanta. He draws Memphis this go-around. Ja Morant back up over 10K. We had a few slates where he was under 10K. He's at 10.4. Steph Curry popped off the other night. He's got Minnesota here at 10.3. SGA at 10.2 is your top like 6 or 7 guys all over 10K on this slate here. It should be a good one for 9 games.
Talk about like a slate from Tuesday where like we're looking for like we're trying to like figure out, all right, Giannis or Jokic?
All right.
Or LeBron. Giannis, Jokic. Or LeBron.
All of them go for 60 plus fantasy points.
All of them go for 60. And then you get to Wednesday and you're like, I feel like I can't go wrong in any of these spots. There's just stars aplenty. The point guard position, once again, just absolutely
loaded.
Just, yeah, now they're all over 10K. So this is going to be a fun slate. It's been a fun start to the week. Shifting over to Vegas, let's see. Washington, Detroit, 236. Detroit getting 6 points at home. Orlando, Philly does have a total surprise in there, 231. Philly, 8.5-point favorites. Running it back after the Orlando comeback the last time they were out, John. Philly was up like 20 in that game, and Orlando came back and won due to Paolo Banchero's had a big game. Sacramento, San Antonio currently slate high, 244.5. San Antonio getting 7.5 at home. They've looked better. The Kings defense is non-existent. That should be a fun game.
Yeah.
Golden State, Minnesota, 239. Golden State giving 2.5 to Minnesota.
Only 2.5 there, huh? That's kind of, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota's been pretty good lately, and Golden State doesn't win road games.
True. True, true.
I think they're – I'm going to look, but I think they're like – they won their first road game like in December and that season started in October.
Yeah.
They are 7-18 on the road this year.
Not good.
And they are they're the 5 seed. Yeah. So.
All right, let's get into it here. You talked about the point guard, Irving, Lillard, Morant, Curry, SGA, all over 10K, all of them very much in play. How are you even ranking them?
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, I got, Here's
you're going. Are you going SGA one or
no? So I think, I mean, it's contingent, but I think if there's no Desmond Bain, I'm going Ja Morant one. We've seen and look, Bain's there's no Steven Adams.
Yeah,
we know Steven Adams is out. The rebounds directly correlated with Ja. There's been no Desmond Bain. He has literally put the team on his back. Back to back triple doubles, 70 fantasy points his last time out. 3 straight double or triple doubles. I think Ja would be one in a great spot against Portland. We know Curry's a tournament play. I keep playing SGA. He was 1-for-9 in the first half or in the first quarter. Ends up 10-for-24. Gets to the line 50 fantasy points over 5x value. I think he would be 2. Lillard, and I mean, it's very hard to deny what Kyrie's been doing, but 10-8 just feels a little too steep for me against one of the best defenses in the league. I think Lillard would probably be 3, Curry 4, Kyrie 5. And okay. I'm not, and then like the next tier, not getting the trade at 97.
Yeah, I'm not going to get the trade. Do you play Harden at 96?
Yeah, I think we could play Harden at 96, especially with JoJo back on the injury report. I know he played through the injury, and he's been questionable. This will be his 5th straight game being questionable.
Yeah.
I feel like usually this does lead to like at least one absence, right? Like we saw Giannis questionable with the knee for how long, and then he sat like 4 games in a row. Not saying JoJo's going to sit four games in a row, but this could be a spot where they're only 8.5-point favorites at home. I mean, Orlando's – I mean, Philly's the number two seed in the East, if sure. I believe, or three, right? So could be a spot JoJo sits. If that's the case, I would love Harden. Probably can't get to him if Embiid's on the floor, though.
Yep. The mid-tier here is loaded as well. Chris Paul, De'Aaron Fox, Fred VanVleet, all in that 8K range, all very much in play, all with really great matchups here, in my opinion. I mean, Chris Paul has just been unreal since coming back to their lineup. Yep. For him, you know, 49, 63, 42 of the last three. We've talked De'Aaron Fox coming off a 50 fantasy point game his last time out. And then Fred VanVleet. I mean, it's something clicked for him about 2 weeks ago, it seems like. Because he hasn't given you less than 40 fantasy points since January 16th. So now he's got Utah here. It is on the road in Utah. But again, I'm fully expecting another really big game out of VanVleet here at 81.
You know what clicked? His name in trade talks that he's going to get to go play for a contender again. Yeah. Yeah, I think VanVleet is my primary target in this tier as well. Without OG Anunoby this year, 27% usage rate, 1.19 fantasy points per minute. Elite numbers, and you mentioned he's been tremendous over the last 2 weeks in Utah. It's as good of a spot as it gets. I don't know if we have a total. 230.5. That's kind of lower than I expected, but like Toronto's the one getting the massive pay spot. Toronto's the one going up against the bottom five defense.
Yep. 7,100 could have a bounce back game here from D'Angelo Russell. You know, didn't have any steals in that last game. Shot the ball kind of poorly, but 71's for him. Celtics finally listening to the fans here. Malcolm Brogdon getting all the run. over 34 minutes now in four straight games for Malcolm Brogdon. $6,500. I mean, he's probably priced appropriately, but, you know, I kind of do still like the exposure here in this matchup against Brooklyn. You just have to worry, like, such high usage players that he's up playing with Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But, I mean, Brogdon at 65, we know he is very capable of filling up the stat sheet and scoring.
Yeah, I mean, he just did it against the Lakers. 30, like you said, like, the minutes are there, the production's there. You are 100% correct. Like, he's priced appropriately. But also, we've seen at times Malcolm Brogdon's like an 8K player. Yeah. So, yes, he's playing with two of the better offensive players in the NBA, but Brogdon's obviously not afraid of getting his. I like him at 65. Probably more of a tournament play for me than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, we were kind of, you know, being like, why are they playing White over the, like, no disrespect to Derek White, but, you know, Malcolm Brogdon here, you know?
I mean, yeah, this guy, yeah, he got $80 million. Yeah. As a second round pick, like,
right,
2 years into his
guy won the rookie career, year, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, he's coming off the bench still, but he's just playing all the minutes, so
right,
$6,500 for him there. You know, the Pistons coming off of a game, you know, tough spot for them against Dallas. You only got Jaden Ivey playing 21 minutes brutal. In that game, and he fouled out. I would expect a bounce back performance here at Ivey. I don't know if you want to pay the $6,100 for him, though, because, I mean, like, Mike Conley's at 56, Trey Jones is at 56, Alec Burks is at 51, same team there. I mean, how are you approaching this under 6K tier for the point guard position?
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love this under 6K tier. Like, Conley's in a really tough spot. Killian Hayes, I guess, is fine, 29 minutes off the bench, but is that correlated to...
I think it has to do with Jaden
Ivey. Yeah, right. So it's like, can't really go there. Do like the minutes out of Burks. Do like the production, you know. You like the fact that he scored only 7 points, took only 8 shots, but he still got you 25 fantasy points. Like, that's still solid. We know he's better than that offensively. I think we just go down to the sub 5K tier, and, you know, Monty Morris is okay. Colin Sexton's okay. Mm-hmm. Jayshon Tate is okay, but there's...
We can't play Knicks. He started. He's just not good.
No. Oh, my God. He is a zero.
He's just not
this
good.
Guy is a zero.
Can't play. We'll play Eric Gordon when we get to him in a second here.
What about Ty? He only played 3 minutes last game. I know he played a bunch in the Cleveland game. I didn't see he only played 3 minutes last game.
He didn't do
so.
Too much there. Did they give Gordon shooting guard eligibility finally? What's the deal? Nope. Still small forward.
Probably.
Still small forward. It doesn't make any sense. He's not small forward on the team, but whatever. All right, shooting guard position here. Anthony Edwards against Golden State. We talked about it the other day. I mean,
yeah, he's in a groove.
I always forget what draft he was and what number pick he was, but obviously number one overall two years ago. Yeah, we go over this every time he's on the slate. He's looking like it. He's looking exactly like the player that people thought he was going to be.
Yep.
Steals are great. Rebounds, assists. Look at the rebound numbers the last four games for him.
Yep.
Putting every back-to-back 30-plus in five of the last six. Man, yep. I mean, just...
Price increase warranted for sure.
Yep, 100%. 100%. $9,800 at home. You mentioned Golden State's potential struggles on the road. He's playing, you know, a little bit better at home this year. 45 fantasy points to 42. I don't think anybody outside... I mean, you're not paying 98 for Edwards, though, right? On like a game... I mean, outside of a game stack. So maybe contrarian Anthony Edwards here?
Definitely contrarian. Definitely contrarian. Because, I mean, we just talked about the six point guards over 10K right. That, like, we... Yeah. You probably figure has more ownership than him.
Yep, I'm with you there. But, I mean, obviously he's done enough to break some slates.
Agreed. Lately. Agreed.
JB, again, him and Kyrie have that. I mean, they're like, best friends. So, like, I don't know. You know, is there any sort of... He one game against Brooklyn. Did Tatum play in both of those games, or did he only play in one? Tatum played in both. JB played in one of them, and he went for 65 fantasy points. So...
I mean, he's really good. He is really, really good.
34, 10, I'm just, 2, 4 blocks, 2 steals.
Like, that's the thing. Those are the things that, like, when you look at, you're like, all right, not sustainable, like, not something that you probably
I'll repeat. Say this. If Ben Simmons is healthy for this game, Ben
he's
Simmons...
He's out. He's already out.
He's already rolled out. Okay, perfect then.
He's already out.
I was going to say, if Ben Simmons was in, he's the one that guards Tatum. Maybe that's why Jaylen Brown exploded. You know, like, he just had the easier matchup
here. Yeah. But I mean, Jalen has a good spot. It's a good matchup because they don't have anyone to guard him. I mean, Royce.
Does Royce then guard Tatum, though?
Right. I think they're in a lose-lose because they don't have Ben Simmons. Yeah. Like, they don't have, like, the...
Yeah, Joe Harris, Seth Curry out there, and Jaylen Brown. Yeah. GGs. Yeah.
I mean, it's... Look, I think every slate going forward, it's, like, the same thing with Jaylen Brown. We know he has the ceiling. 9,200 is not like a comfortable price, but we know there's a ceiling, right? Like, we know there's 65 because he can go for 40 actual.
Yep. We've talked a lot of Josh Giddey, 44 fantasy points against Golden State the other day. It's all about shot drops for him. If his shot
and
drops.
And the minutes. Yeah, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah,
that's fair.
What are we doing?
You know, they limited him a bit down the stretch last year, too, because, you know, he hadn't played that kind of workload before.
Right. Right.
You know, where he was coming from. But, I mean, he's acclimated to the NBA game at this point. So,
dude, like, we gotta just take the reins off. Like, this OKC is literally a pretty good team. Like, they're a pretty good team.
Like, maybe that's their problem. They don't want to be that good yet. You know? Like, yeah. You know, like, we need another lottery pick. Like, yeah.
They already got it, dude. They already got it figured out. They literally have Chet Holmgren just, like, sitting just on chilling. The sideline. Yeah. Like, they have what they need. They just, like... Imagine, like, being a free agent and being like, like, a good veteran piece. Like, where can I go? It's like, come to OKC where there's three potential All-Stars for the next 15 years on my team.
Yep, I don't argue. Anyways, great price at 7,700 against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
28 minutes against him in the only other game he played. He had 27 fantasy points, 18, 5, and 2. If Bane's in, I like him against Portland, but we'll see. I told you Bradley Beal is eventually going to break out. 21-7-7. It's still not what I feel like is a big breakout game for him. I still think it's coming. I'll still play him at $7,300. I think
it's another great spot. Yeah. It's a great, great spot. He went from the worst defensive team to the second worst defensive team in two straight matchups.
Yep. So I just, you know, Porzingis coming back maybe helps out the assists. Obviously, he had 7 in that game.
Yep.
You know, again, I think it's too cheap for Bradley Beal. They moved Bridges, the shooting guard, small forward, and it came off 50 fantasy points against Toronto for him.
Yeah, he was great.
Tough. I mean, you know, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, Cam Johnson's here. He had a little bit of a lull, and then he's picked it back up 25 and 29 in the last two games.
It's tournament play. We know, like, there's a ceiling, obviously, but there is a floor.
Sure.
And I think, like, Booker not being there obviously helps, but, like, there might be an Ayton game that Ayton, like, the Dallas game, Ayton went nuts, and
yeah.
I don't know. There's, I mean, in tournaments, it's fine.
Yep. 17 three-pointers the last three games for Klay Thompson. So.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
6,900. I'm playing him over Poole at this point right now, just the way he's
going. Yeah, sure. Yep.
Mid-tier guys, Simons, Clarkson, Gary Trent, all good for you here. As long as there's no OG, I think Trent can kind of just keep on going into lineups here. I know he's very scoring dependent.
Yeah.
So maybe you're a little worried there, but
yeah, that's what it is for me. Exactly what it is.
Okay.
And the price too. Like, I don't think there's like leverage at this price necessarily.
Okay. Guys under 6K for you. Quarter maybe 53.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you coming off a bad game, and Malik Monk was really good. Yeah,
only 22 minutes right there because Monk was lights out, right? So
yeah, so that's the one. If one of those guys doesn't make shots, like if Keegan Murray's not making shots and Monk is, like Monk or Keegan Murray loses the time, so we just have to factor that in tournaments only. And then under 5K, like, hey, Malik Monk.
Yeah,
probably going to go
Malik Beasley also. The last two games for him, 30 and 29 minutes, 29, 26 fantasy points.
Yeah, this is a comfortable price too, right? Under 5K, this is like this is where we want our exposure, I think, to Malik Beasley. So yeah, I'm good there.
Diallo probable coming off of an illness. I mean, he plays 20 minutes a night pretty much the last five nights, but 23, 16, 34, 30 fantasy points. I mean, obviously a big GPP play.
Yep.
You know, but the guy's giving you 30 plus in two games back-to-back that he's played. 7x return, basically, on there. So.
Yeah, you know that. It's tournament play only.
Tournament play only. Anybody else here for you?
What do you think of
Cameron Thomas playing 23 minutes there against the Lakers?
Second leg of a back-to-back. It wasn't a back-to-back, was it? No, it wasn't. I mean, maybe. No TJ Warren, no Ben Simmons, no Durant, right? Pretty much same exact team.
8 of 13 shooting, obviously knocked everything down, but...
And same can be said for Patty Mills. Like, both those guys played a billion minutes.
Yep.
And they both made every shot they took, so... I mean, like... Yes, no. I don't know. Like, they're both so low
floor. Dark throw plays, right?
Yeah, Matt, if you're making multiple entries, if you're playing one lineup and, like, either of those guys make it, I wouldn't be surprised if they get it.
Yeah, single-digit fantasy points.
Yeah.
Small forward here, JT at 11-1. Went for 55 fantasy points against the Lakers. Again, I it feels too expensive for me. But I get it. I get understand why he is the way. I mean, three straight games, double digit rebounds, 30 plus right. Actual. You know, if he puts it all together, you know, he can go for 60 plus on you. So I won't tell you not to play Tatum. I just think he is lower on the totem pole for me on this slate.
Yes, I agree. I mean, it's hard to. I think it's hard to get to Tatum when you look at like
he's a game stack play. If you're playing Boston, Brooklyn, you get Tatum in there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's very hard to do, but I agree. Like, you play him in Claxton or something, right? Like, right. You play him. Like, can't play him in Kyrie.
You might be able to because you're then playing Seth Curry, Joe Harris, Brogdon, sure. Probably.
One of those, yeah.
Grant
yeah.
Williams, you know. Kuzma's at 87, but I think that's too high. I'd rather much play Markin 84 or... our favorite player, Scotty Barnes, down to $7,400 here as well.
Yeah, it continues to just be awesome every slate.
No OG in the lineup. It's working out for him here.
Yeah, he's just so good everywhere. And it's hilarious if you ever look at like the rotation for
Toronto
because they don't play backup guards. They just use Scotty Barnes. Barnes subs out early. And then when Van Vliet plays the full first quarter, Barnes checks in and he's the point guard. Yeah. Like they play 8-man rotation with three bigs as their best. Like it's hilarious. Like that is the funniest rotation of all time.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Scottie Barnes is a great any format play. Dude, Toronto today, especially considering like the rotation that they use, anybody, any of their guys. I mean, I mentioned I don't like Gary Trent, but like there is a path. Like this is a great spot.
He gets steals and whatnot. Back to back 40 fantasy point games for Keldon Johnson. Again, I'd rather play $200 more for Barnes or pay $300 less for Clay.
Yeah, it's a great spot though.
It is a good spot for him. I do agree with you there. Banchero, does he run it back here or
good? He could. I mean, he was literally the X factor in that game. But
6,700 for him.
It's a good price. It's a really good price. Now here's the question: if he's popular, if like he comes out and he's like extremely popular, is that just straight recency bias?
Yes, of course.
And then are you playing him?
No.
Like no, if he's like,
I'm gonna keep playing Sadiq Bey because there's no reason not to.
Like, Sadiq Bey's been
35
awesome.
Fantasy points against Dallas. He's got Washington here. I'm why not under 6K for Sadiq Bey? He's gonna keep starting. Like let me in.
Sure.
Let me play some Sadiq Bey here. Let's see. Obviously, we have our Houston guys. I played Denny.
10 Dude, of 12. He is
12 shooting, 25-9. Being price bump, but I would throw a lineup in here right now the way he's playing.
There was a Washington beat writer that was talking about Denny and like what's going on, and they're talking about how impressive
he's a lottery pick. Remember that, right? Like, you know,
right? And the offense was always the thing that needed to come around. He was always the good defender, the good rebounder. They were talking about him and how impressive it's been, like finishing at the rim,
mm-hmm.
which I think is big for him. And we're seeing just kind of an evolved version right now. So yeah, I mean, if he's going to keep playing 30 minutes, I believe Gafford sat out, and I believe he's on the injury report again.
Questionable with an illness.
And I think Gafford being out would help Denny a lot because they could just slide Porzingis to the five.
Yep.
But I mean, if Denny's going to keep playing this well, he's going to keep being in play.
I mean, they don't really have a better option over him. So
right. I'm just thinking like giving Porzingis those minutes at the five presents more opportunity for Denny.
Yeah.
Like in other places.
Especially since Porzingis spaces the floor. So like right. That's where all those rebounds I think are coming a lot of times for Denny. You know, I jumped to Denny. KJ Martin's been playing really well. Obviously, no Jalen Green and no Kevin Porter. He's got OKC. Eric Gordon at 53 again. We're getting some sort of vintagey Eric Gordon, I think, with those guys out as well. 8 of 17 shooting.
Do you think Şengün coming back hurts them? Because
no,
Şengün off the injury report.
Yeah, I don't think so as much because there's just so much volume from Jalen Green. Like Şengün's still gonna do.
Sure.
What he does. So I'm fine playing both of those guys here. You know, Jalen Williams is coming off a really couple good games here. 41, 20, and 31 fantasy points the last three. $5,300 for him. And then Cam J is wedged in the middle there. Not a good night for him against Toronto, but a tough matchup. Not a great matchup against Atlanta here for him either. At least in my opinion. So if you wanted to, you could. But I like all the guys basically around him too much. So
I agree on that exact point. I think it's all about the guys around him just being more valuable.
Yep, that's where I'm looking at it. Let's see. You got Harry B at 5K. You got 149. Any other under 5K guys that are on your radar here?
You mean pick the night that Kendrick Williams plays 30 minutes and he's going to get you 6-7x?
Doesn't exist.
Right? Don't know when that's going to be, but that's probably it. I guess if Josh Hart were to sit, we could play Nasir Little, but he has a very low floor.
Yep. Is Robert Williams in or out? Do we know?
Rob Will is questionable.
Okay. I mean, Grant played 39 minutes, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and he's back down to 4K. You'll love to see that. Mm-hmm. The 4,900, never a price tag I would have ever gotten to.
Right.
We talked about that. Like, that was just whether or not he was playing 39 minutes. Like, that's just too steep. But sure. This price tag, for sure.
Yep. All right. Let's power forward here at the top. We've talked about Tatum. We got Zinger at 9K. You said great leverage play for me against him, against San Antonio. 5 blocks, 3 steals, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 17 points. 54 yeah. fantasy points, and he's $100 cheaper here against Detroit. So, great matchup. Detroit, one of the worst defensive teams against opposing bigs in the league. So, yep, if you want to spend $9K on Porzingis, more power to you. We've talked a lot about the other guys already. You got Triple J here. I shared with you that Reddit post about Jaren Jackson's blocks plus steals totals at home versus on the road. I mean, you're looking at the same splits on the screen.
Yeah, they are crazy.
Right? 4.2 blocks and 1.4 steals at home versus 2.2 blocks and under a steal per game on the road. They are home here in this matchup.
Sure looks
he
that
went
way.
For 52 fantasy points against the Pacers with 5 blocks in that game. I mean, if I'm,
sure looks that
if
way.
I'm one to believe the home road splits here. For those not familiar, there's a Reddit post out there basically saying the Memphis official scorer is just giving Jaren Jackson sort of blocks and steals to like help him win Defensive Player of the Year or something like that.
Yep.
Exactly. And there's like a whole list of like video clips of basically times he was awarded questionable blocks and steals. But we don't care if they're questionable or not, as long as they count, because fantasy points matter. So at home, $7,100 against Portland. Are you playing Jaren Jackson here?
I mean, as long as we don't hear that statistician has been fired prior to the game, I will be playing him, yes.
If Desmond Bane is out again.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah, bingo. Yeah. And Steven Adams, like Jaren Jackson is the clear number two option to Ja. He has time that he could play potentially at the five. I know they haven't really. It's been more of a split with Clark and Tillman, but like that opportunity is there for them if they want to use Jackson at the five too. So, you know, I think there's nothing wrong going to old Triple J, especially if Bane's out.
Yeah, $7,100 for him there. We've talked Scottie Barnes and Markkanen already. Opposite side of Jackson there is Jeremy Grant coming off a couple good games for him. You know, probably maybe a fade just because Jackson is at home, you know, and you don't know how those calls are going against him there.
Josh Hart returns. I said this the other day.
Sure.
Josh Hart returns, 12 rebounds for Hart, 2 for, and you were like, oh, Nurkic was out too. Both of them return.
No
Jeremy
rebounds.
Grant, two rebounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just can't get there.
How does Draymond match up here against Minnesota in your opinion?
I mean, pretty good. They're starting Slo-Mo and McDaniels, so like good matchups in both cases for Draymond. I mean, defensively, it doesn't even matter who's guarding him.
19 actual against Minnesota earlier this year. I don't know what the hell happened that day.
I mean, he's been better. Look, it does not matter who's guarding Draymond anyway, right? Because
6 of 7 shooting, 6 of 8 from the line that night. So just had his offensive.
Yeah, I had the offensive hat on for sure.
The mojo going, yeah.
He's been good, though. Like, 12 assists, 9 I mean, he's been at 7 assists or more in 7 straight. He's been 7-plus rebounds in every game since they've moved to this centerless lineup. So, you know, he has to deal with Gobert. Actually, I misspoke. He's going to be dealing with Gobert. He's going to be around the rim.
Why I was worried, because there's the size difference.
Gobert's going to have a monster advantage on him. Right. Like, size-wise, so that is definitely something to consider. It's a good point.
I didn't mean to miss over Andrew Wiggins, but he's $5,900. He had a little revenge game here against Minnesota.
Yeah, he looked good in his return back to the lineup for that illness. Second time he's been out with an illness.
Sure.
You know, I don't know what he is. Like, is he the fourth option on this team?
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. He gets rebounds, though.
He's good. Look, he's a good player. I feel like last year was like he played out of his mind. Like that's what earned him like the All-Star game nod and everything. Now like Clay is back. Like Clay is back.
Yeah.
And Poole is now in the starting lineup. It's just Wiggins is just kind of like, hey, I'm over here, but I'm kind of also the oddball out type scenario.
Yeah. If you're Houston, why do you not? You just
you're about to say it. I know.
You just send Tyrese Eason back to the bench? Like, is that like what happens here? I mean,
why don't they do this? Right. And it brings your Eric Gordon to shooting guard full circle. It's like, right. You can even use Eric Gordon at point guard. Just start Eric Gordon. You have KJ Martin. You have just the biggest lineup of all time, but just have Eason, Jabari Smith, and Sengun. Just all start.
Yeah.
Where is the downside in that?
I agree. Listen, I think Tari Eason's still going to be in play here. I think he's going to play probably still just 25 minutes off the bench.
I'm a little hesitant because the price, like, he's going to play. How many minutes does he play?
I think he plays 25.
He's not starting.
I think he plays 25.
Even with Sengun back? Because they haven't done that all, like, with a healthy front court, he plays 20 minutes a night. At least that's what it's been. Now, obviously, we haven't had a scenario where Green and Porter have been
Green
out.
Green and
KPJ.
He's just been so good. But teams don't care about this. It doesn't. Like, we care about his fantasy players, but you and I have been talking Tari Eason since Summer League, you know? Like,
right.
As
right.
Beating it up. Comes in and finally gets opportunity to play. He's double-double every night. So, I don't know. Just put him on the board as our guys that need to play more. You know, D'Anthony Melton,
true.
Wall of play more. You know?
True. Ain't that the truth. That is right. That is 100% right. Correct.
It's like our own Hall of Fame of this guy's a fantasy point per minute monster. Why aren't teams playing him more? I mean, Jabari's 56, KJ, look, dude, 56, 56, 54, KJ Martin, Jabari Smith, and Tari Eason all grouped together because DraftKings doesn't know what the hell to do with them either. So,
right,
just kind of all soaking together. Jeremy Sochan, our boy, another guy coming through strong, 27 minutes against Washington there, 17-2-5, 27 fantasy points, 5,200, gets Sacramento this time around. He's averaging 25 fantasy points in two games against Sacramento. I'm in. I'll buy into them again.
Dude, he was off to such a good start in that game and then just, like, fell off a cliff. Yeah. Like, the whole team did, but him specifically, like, just – I don't know what happened, but, yeah, I'm definitely going back.
So. And then Keegan, obviously, opposite of him. Another 35 fantasy points for Keegan Murray here. A double-double against Minnesota.
The minutes are super secure, right? That's, like, the best, I think, even in that
shitty game. I mean, it makes sense. You invested that lottery pick on him. You know, he's not the one that should be sitting.
True. But, I mean, I agree, but they are like the three seed. So, like, whatever they were doing was the correct the correct decision, I guess.
Yep.
But it's good to see, even in the shitty game, 3-for-8 from the floor with 4 personal fouls and 14 fantasy points, he still plays 32 minutes. Yep. So, like, they're keeping him on the floor.
Who's been out lead to the Bates Diop recent production, or is it just they're good, just playing him now?
So... He's starting because, I mean, I assume Vassell and Langford.
Yeah, Langford, yeah.
Langford questionable again. Josh Richardson is probable. The thing is, Josh Richardson was also probable last game and then scratched him.
Okay.
So, like, you know, take that with a grain of salt kind of thing.
Trade deadline's in, what, 2 weeks? Week and a half? Something like that? So,
huh?
Isn't trade deadline like a week and a half?
Trade deadline's very soon, yeah. So, I mean, look, not free anymore. This is obviously a tough price to get to, I think, yeah, but 25 minutes in 4 straight games. If Langford's out again, I'm okay getting there.
Okay.
I'm okay getting there. It's not like how it was sub 4K.
You've been talking Boucher. He played 24 minutes against Phoenix, had 5-11. 3,900 if you wanted a dart throw, probably.
Dude, they just do. Like, he's one of their 8 right now. I mean, at least for right now, he's one of the 8 guys that play. So,
any other power forwards for you?
I don't think we need to go lower than Boucher. I think that's probably, probably as far down as we need to go.
All right, center JoJo's 11-2. If he's in, you run it back 58 fantasy points against them last time out.
Yep, you can.
Yep, I'm with you. Sabonis is 99, is under 10K. It is a good matchup, but you've talked it up a lot lately, you know, about him not paying off that price tag.
I mean, people can keep playing him if they want. It just doesn't. Like, he even has the 2 blocks and 1 steal, and, you know,
yep.
We finally get the games where he actually has blocks and steals and he has no assists. So,
and he fouled out.
And he fouls out. So, like, it's a great spot. Great spot. Good luck figuring it out.
Yeah. Getting 9,400 for Siakam just because everybody else is popping off that, like, his numbers haven't been great, but that does kind of make him an interesting tournament leverage play. because, you know, this could be the game where he goes for 60, you know?
He's going to go off. This feels like a spot he's going off. Right? Doesn't it? It feels like a spot.
I mean, not a front court you should be overly terrified about.
No.
Şengün, though, obviously he's our guy here.
Yep.
I mean, with no Jalen Green now, also, like, he should just have what's his usage rate? You want to pull that up?
Yep.
Like something in my eye. I don't know what it is, but it is like causing my eye to tear up here, man.
I thought it was because you're so excited to play Alperen Şengün again.
I mean, I am. But I don't know what the hell. The last like 2 minutes, I've had something like in my eye.
I'm not laughing at you.
See me rubbing my eye from the last like 5 minutes.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. All right. Without Kevin Porter and Jalen Green this year, the usage rate is not as high as I anticipated it to be. Still good. 23.9. 1.4 fantasy points.
Well, that's where it hits. Yeah.
Yep. So, and it.
What's his usage rate the last 2 weeks? Even with Jalen Green off the floor, but like he's been just, these numbers are just popping lately.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks. So I took both those guys off. So I'll put them back on thanks to our friends at Roto Grinders and their Court IQ tool. So Şengün's usage rate over the last 2 weeks is just 22%, but again, 1.4 fantasy points. Yeah,
so not a high usage guy, but a high productive guy.
Yep, high productive guy. Right.
High productive guy. Again, I've been playing his assist props at 5.5. Man, they just don't. They just look at him as a center and they don't touch it. I have to assume that it's going to be bumped, but because he didn't play the other night, sometimes like these sites are just like asleep. They're like, oh, he missed a game, right? And they just like don't touch. So I'll be very interested to see what happens here with Şengün in that assist prop. Because, I mean, he hasn't had less than 6 assists since January 11th.
Right.
And yet it's consistently been 5.5. So just monster numbers. We're going to love him here against OKC. It's just such a... And, dude, 65 fantasy points against the Thunder in their last matchup. 21-19-7 in that game.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's just, and that wasn't even during the recent stretch. That game happened November 26th.
Second month of the year.
Like absolutely, yeah, like third, fourth game of the year, man. Like just absolutely crushing it. Yeah, $8,800. We're gonna have a lot of him there. Also, I don't mind Ayton at 78. Been talking a lot about DeAndre Ayton lately. Yeah, got the Capella matchup, but
That's fine.
I don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind Ayton here.
Gobert? Dude, Gobert's been awesome.
Yeah, you can go Gobert.
He has where are the blocks? That's right. Look, they're gonna play Looney in this game, but like, yeah, a lot of matchup. A lot of this game where he's like 8 inches taller than everyone else on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Nurkic versus Brandon Clark. Thoughts on that match?
Nah, I'm done with Nurkic. Okay. There's foul trouble. There's illness. There's sick. There's injuries. There's like, get me out of here for now. You know, like leave me alone for right now.
We got the 5 block game from Walker Kessler where nobody played him.
Yeah, and Kelly O back. It's tough to use him right now.
Yeah, Kelly O coming off the bench though. So
they started
all 3 of them. Right, Markkanen is like the small forward again.
Back to his Cleveland days.
Precious though. Price keeps going up, but we'll keep riding Precious right now. Right, another double double. He's
playing 30 minutes.
Nope.
Mid 30s, double double in a million straight games. Like it's just we said it the whole podcast. Like this whole Toronto team is just incredibly interesting, honestly.
Not sure what to make of what's going on with Jalen Durant because they're not starting Stewart. He's coming off the bench. Durant under 30 minutes in 3 straight games. The rebounds have fallen off. I don't really know what's going on with him. $5,200. Tournament play probably won't have much ownership here. So. If you want to give him a look, I think you can. Same with Zach Collins. We talk about him every slate. Another 20 minutes. He's not going to play much more than this, but 16 and 11 in 22 minutes for 35 fantasy points.
I don't know what's going on with Zach Collins, but it's been cool. It's just, again, this situation is super confusing because Poeltl wasn't in any foul trouble. They just didn't play him.
Yeah.
And then they just played Zach Collins. So I don't know if that game stays competitive. I don't know what the split would have been, but Poeltl played like 3 minutes and then they took him off and put Collins in the game. So I don't know what to make of it.
I got no other centers here.
I would consider playing Xavier Tillman.
Why didn't he play over Clark? About it, was that just a foul
Clark trouble? Massive foul trouble.
You think
Clark was really good
over Portland?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible. It's like, it's one of those things that it's a dart, GPP dart, and it's not anything more than that.
Okay.
And same thing with De'Ron Sharp, who probably gets back into the Nets rotation because there's no Ben Simmons, no TJ Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And De'Ron Sharp is the Mark Williams ilk, right? Like all these very high fantasy point per minute guys when they get on the floor.
Center. He's their backup center with no Simmons. So,
dude, 8-14, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal in 21 minutes.
And if there's like, no Rob Will, he's doing that against what, Cornette or Grant Williams or something like that, right?
Yes. Anything down here is like very
risky,
but like
what a fall from grace from our guy Bol Bol, man, down to $3,500.
What does this guy have to do?
He's like an all-star for like a month. Like,
what does he have to do to play?
He'll be traded somewhere. They gotta get Jonathan Isaac up to 17 minutes. They'll take Bol Bol's 9 and give it to him.
True.
All right, let's build. What guard?
What guard? I mean, I would say Morant if we had more definitive news on Desmond Bane. It feels like Bane could return in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just soreness in the right knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is a back-to-back for Memphis. Front leg, they note. So maybe he does sit.
Who does Memphis play in the back-to-back?
Let's look at the schedule here. Memphis on Thursday.
Portland's a good matchup.
Memphis plays Cleveland. That's the TNT early game.
I kind of think they might sit down for Cleveland.
I was thinking they would sit.
Well, because it's a Western Conference matchup for Portland. It's more important to win the Western Conference matchup than the Eastern.
Yeah,
Conference
that's true.
Matchup.
Where's Portland right now? I mean, Memphis doesn't.
They could sit Bane here and sit Morant or somebody.
On the Cleveland side. Yeah. If Bane plays, I feel like he's sitting Thursday. No doubt.
Yeah.
Coming back from the injury, first off, then he injures his knee. Feels like a rest spot if he plays tomorrow. Sure.
Kyrie then?
Portland is in the 12 seed right now. No, I don't know if that matters, but like you're.
No, like it is more important for Memphis to win Western Conference matchups than Eastern Conference matchups, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're
not. It's true.
Do you go Curry then as your 2-point spread, 230 something total? You said.
Yeah, 239, 2.5. Golden State's giving 2.5. Yeah, we can play Curry. I'm perfectly fine playing Curry.
Okay. We'll leave it as we want Morant if there's no Bane. Curry's $100 cheaper, so we'll go Curry for now.
Curry Şengün.
Yeah, we'll go Şengün. Who are our locked in values? We have 5,100 to play right now. Let's see here. We had a couple guys we liked that were cheap.
Sochan for 52. Grant Williams, 4K.
Oh, we like the Chua.
Chua for sure.
So that takes up our util and our center then with Şengün and a Chua.
Grant is 4K. We like this like low 5K small forward power forward tier.
Okay. Small forward here.
Point guard value sucked. Shooting guard value sucked.
We're going to do Eric Gordon, right? Eric Gordon and Denny?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Denny's a power forward, so Gordon small forward. Denny power forward.
The guard value sucked.
$4,800 a player for shooting guard, guard, and a forward.
Could play. I don't know if you want to play Boucher and Precious, but like.
Nah. What do you think about? I mean, Diallo's 42. It's kind of probable.
I feel better. Yeah, Diallo's fine. I like Grant. 4K. He's gonna play. Oh, loads of minutes if Rob Will sits, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with putting him in there. So, $6,300 guard.
Like, this is a zone we did not like.
$6,300 guard.
You like Trent way more than me, but I understand.
I'm fine going Ivy and looking for a bounce back game. Oh, what was Bay? We liked Bay.
58
for a small forward. Let's see. What would that give us? A $4,500 guard, Monk, Sexton. Mm-hmm. DeLon Wright, your boy. Does he get any steals this game around?
I mean, he is a thief if I've ever seen one.
We could go Grant Williams and Jaden Ivey or Sadiq Bey in a $4,500
guard. $4,500 guard is Malik Monk. Probably.
So inconsistent.
I know, but it's a tournament.
I guess Grant Williams is also pretty inconsistent, so.
It's a tournament play. We also could move off.
Do you just play Sexton then, maybe?
Could also, like, not go with a spend up and play, like, Van Vliet or something and just, like, over Curry and then just, like, fair and balanced.
Those are.
Or we play like Anthony Edwards as our top spender.
It sucks that Siakam is a center only.
Yeah, because we're playing Shingun and Precious. Yeah, Precious.
Would you play Anthony Edwards?
Probably, yeah.
It doesn't really solve our problem. Like, this is
it doesn't.
5K guard.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's check out Van Vliet. We'll see. We play Van Vliet because I think we both like Van Vliet here.
Mm-hmm.
Still 6,700 guard. We got Brogdon, I guess. Brogdon.
Yeah, Brogdon's good.
Okay. So we're going fair and balanced. That's look how the wind blows on this one. So we got. Van Vliet, Diallo, Gordon, Avdija, Sengun, Brogdon, Bay, and Achiuwa. $200 left over. As you saw, there were a couple pivots there. We had Curry could have played Ivy with Grant Williams there. If you did want to get the spend up play, that also worked. I'll be on the playbook. You can find me in the Discord. James and I, of course, are always around with all of you guys. And we'll be back for Thursday. Good luck.